And good morning, everybody, from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy with a look at today's news for this Thursday, the fourth day of May for 2017. In the news today, Anthony Silva's next court appearance in his Amador County legal case will be August 7th, 1 year and 3 days after Stockton's former mayor was arrested at the Silver Lake camp he was running for disadvantaged youth. Silva faces several misdemeanor charges in Amador County for alleged wrongdoing at the camp in 2015. Judge Leslie Nichols set the August court date Tuesday morning during a 30-minute phone conference with Silva's attorneys and prosecutor Robert Trudgeon. Meanwhile, Silva continues to face much more serious charges in San Joaquin County and has a hearing in Superior Court in Stockton on Monday morning. In the case being heard in Stockton, Silva is facing charges of embezzling and laundering public money from the Stockton Boys and Girls Club, now known as the Stockton Kids Club.
Well, voters in parts of Calaveras County cast their votes Tuesday in some special elections. Measure A, which allows the Saddle Creek Community Service District to increase its special tax by $53 a month and change some of the district's boundaries, was approved with 70%. Yes. Now, the Copperopolis Fire Protection District's Measure C, which gives them permission to spend $500,000 per year in revenue already collected through taxes for fire and paramedic services, was approved at 86%. However, Measure D lost at only 37% vote in favor. Now, Measure D would have increased taxes in the Copper Cove Rocky Road Community Service District by $100 a month.
And you may see some smoke in the southeastern parts of Calaveras County as the U.S. Forest Service conducts some prescribed burns. The two burn projects total about 310 acres in locations of the Stanislaus National Forest. The goal of the burn is to maintain fire breaks for firefighter safety and create what's called a mosaic pattern of vegetation to help reduce the threat of high-intensity wildfire. The burns are set to start this month and will continue through the end of spring.
And the State Water Resource Control Board has adopted rules to protect people and wildlife that eat fish from freshwater streams, lakes, and rivers in California that contain mercury. The rules are designed around fish that are popular to sport fishers, also people who eat fish regularly as a way of life. They also set water quality objectives to protect both fishers and wildlife that prey on the fish. Mercury occurs naturally in water, but its levels increase due to human causes, including current and former gold mining operations. You can view the new rules online at waterboards.ca.gov.
And look twice and keep an eye out for motorcyclists. The local CHP in Amador and Calaveras County want to remind people May is Motorcycle Safety Month, and with nice weather here, you can expect to see more motorcyclists on the roadway. They say that creating a safer highway environment for motorcyclists is a shared responsibility between riders and motorists. And we can do this by staying alert and using common sense and courtesy. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.